to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
You have sanctuary in the city of Chicago.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
I am angry. We are not going back. Not ever.
North is still north. People can yell at you.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Hey!
Well, hello, America, and beyond the fruited plain. Welcome home to the Wendy Bell radio program. I am Wendy, and I'm delighted to be with you. I am a common sense conservative mom. I'm very basic. I'm not hard to figure out. We try to give you the truth that we see it. We wade through all the news out there, air quotes, around that word, and give you the stories that I think we need to talk about. Oftentimes, days or even weeks in advance of the normal media. So, if you're tired of all the crap, if you're tired of the fake news, if you're tired of liberals, you found the right spot. Wendy Bell Radio Network app, great, get it. Watch the live video stream, get involved in the chat. Also on Rumble, Wendy Bell Radio, and our podcast, Wendy Bell Radio. It's kind of easy, isn't it? Welcome home, everybody. So glad you're here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. You know, there's a lot to talk about in the news today. Everybody's got their honeys in a bunch over this solar eclipse, and you think that's where we're going, but it is not, because we have breaking news.
Wendy Bell. Breaking news.
It's true, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to begin a new busy work week with all of the situations going on, the dire problems with the Biden administration weaponizing the federal government against its political enemies. We've got great-grandmothers, 89-year-old Holocaust survivors getting swept up by the suck, threatened with jail time. We have January Sixers stuck in prison. Jake Lang celebrated his fourth birthday behind bars. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you think that's what it is. It isn't. Wearing jeans causes climate change. Yes, I told you first, that is a fact. I want you to hear what we're being told today. Scientists say wearing jeans is bad for the environment. In fact, a study reveals wearing a pair just once is the equivalent of driving a car for 6.4 miles. Ooh, I'm sorry. It's not supposed to be this much fun, but it is. From the dailymail.com. Here we go. Researchers say jeans sold in fast fashion, well, I don't even know what that means, produce 2.5 kilograms of carbon dioxide per wear. Okay, we could be doing things that matter. We could be searching for cures. We could be diving into the results of that rectal cancer 12-person study that, while not expansive, it sure was impressive because everybody went into remission. What are we doing talking about genes choking out the planet's air? This is the bottom of the barrel. You thought it was a race. I'm going to tell you, we have hit the bottom. Wearing a pair of jeans is killing the earth. Scientists from the Guangdong University of
The Guangdong? This has got to be Babylon B.
Stop. I'm sweating. Stop it. Scientists from the Guangdong University of Technology analyzed the life cycle of a pair of Levi's jeans from growing the cotton to their eventual disposal. And they found, yes, ladies and gentlemen, that some jeans worn only 7 times, earning them the classification of fast fashion, and produced 11 times more, apparently, CO2 than jeans worn more often. Okay. Dr. Ya Zhu, the study's lead author, says the humble wardrobe staple, a pair of jeans, has a significant impact on the environment. You are officially now dumber. Okay? This is the crap that's out there in the news. These are the people who try to tell you, oh my gosh, bird flu, it's here. We told you. Right? These are the people who don't want to talk about Biden and the administration hunting down patriotic Americans because they hate Donald Trump. These are the same people who don't care about actual science. They want to use it and demand you believe it, even though their credibility is for crap, to scare you into getting your children more shots. Well, we're going to have a fun story today, and my hands are shaking over it, so you can understand my use of the word fun. Where the CDC is coming out with an oopsies. Oh, gosh, darn it. Yeah, you know all those kids that we said died because of COVID? Well, about that, .. We'll let you know what's going on with that. This is what we're up against. It is now enjoyably comical if it wasn't so damn disastrous. If everything these people touched didn't turn to crap the minute they walked into the room. I had breakfast this weekend with a friend of mine who does not share my political proclivities. We do not usually talk politics. I normally don't. In private settings. We got other things going on. And at the end of our breakfast, she leaned in and she said, "Hey, Wendt, what do you think about these book bans?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean book bans?" And she said, "Well, apparently some people want to ban some books." And I said, "Well, what kind of books?" And she's like, "I don't know. What kind of books?" And I said, "Well, can I tell you what I know about the books?" And she said, "Tell me about the books." And I said, "Well, these are books that show very graphic depictions of certain kinds of sexual acts involving children and adults, boys to men, things like that, that are in our elementary school libraries right now." And she said, "What? Why would any book like that be in a library at school?" And I said, "Well, that's a very good question." I said, "Beyond that, imagine if you had a child in this school and you found out about this book that your son or daughter could go and check out, that might even be recommended to them by a particularly woke librarian, right? What about that? Would you go to your school board maybe and say, 'Hey, I've got this book and I'm wondering, why are you guys keeping this in the library?' Or what would you do if, while you waited for your time at the podium to come up and you waited patiently and you followed the rules and they called your name and up you went and you started and you held up the book and you're like, 'I just don't think we should be showing these kinds of images to children.' And the school board decided to ask the sheriff who was in the room to come and kindly remove you from the school district premises. How would that suit you?" She said, "That wouldn't happen." I said, "Oh, that did and does." And she said, "What?" And I said, "Yes, this is what we're talking about. It's not removing books like, you know, any of the classics. It's about this garbage. Are you down with that?" And my very liberal friend looked at me and said, "No." We are making inroads. We are carving open what started as like a crack on the sidewalk. And with the ebb and flow and the freeze-thaw of weather becomes bigger, and then it starts to crumble. And then it starts to really fall apart, and then it's a pothole. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the pothole phase of awakening people who've believed the garbage the media and the left have shared with them for too long. Because they can no longer avoid the reality of horrendous leadership and purposeful mismanagement because it's choking every single one of us. And before we said goodbye in the parking lot, my friend who is an athlete and a trainer who works at the high school with the athletes for free because she loves giving back to the school. She said to me, you know what? I'm all for people doing what they want to do with their bodies. Transgender, you do you. But men competing against women is wrong. And I said, hallelujah. Isn't it nice to just have some common sense? That's not a political thing. That's a winning thing. And that is where we are. We've got lots of audio sound bites for you today. A series in particular from MSNBC, who seem to be particularly afraid of Donald Trump's perhaps pick for attorney general. It seems they already know the man has won, and now they are running interference to prevent him from successfully ushering in his own Patriot First, America First administration. Makes you wonder what they're so nervous about, doesn't it? Well, we're going to walk there together, ladies and gentlemen. Take my hand. Let's enjoy 3 hours of broadcasting fabulosity. And it starts right after this on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. You know, I'm sure there's that voice inside of you that has heard some comments out there on the radio, on television. You've heard people saying things. And these are people on the left who promise to be the keepers of the tent under which all misfit, the land of misfit toys, can fit under comfortably and be protected. Right? It's all weird, like fringe, wacky, going off the rails for extra attention, crybaby, people who needed to be told no, probably those who needed to be spanked more. This is the umbrella under which the Democrat Party reigns supreme. And so many of the things that they do and say, just Joe Biden does and says, are so blatantly racist. And they think that because they're Democrats, they can get away with being overt racists. Though those of us who really never paid attention to race and were kind of bebopping around through our lives perfectly well, coexisting with people from all walks of life and really not having any issue with it, are now forced because they browbeat you with it. It's every single commercial. It's all these minorities, right? White guy, you don't exist anymore. They beat you over the head at Hallmark with it. They beat you over the head in television and all of it. Now we've got to talk about race. It is ever present. It's all that matters. So you know this headline from the Washington Examiner is intriguing. Here you go. Biden delays menthol cigarette ban amid 2024 concerns over black support. Now I know some people think I'm an international racist, which is a special super moniker. But even from 30,000, I can look down on this and be like, say what? That's deeply offensive. Is it only black people who like menthol cigarettes? I'm going to go with no. But that's a very broad brush. And oh, crap. The black voters are onto us. We've traded them for these illegals and they know. Well, we can't take away everything that they care about. Let's at least throw them a pack of smokes so they go to the lever for us on November 5th. Here we go. A 2-year-old proposal to ban menthol cigarettes may be delayed until after the 2024 election. As President Joe Biden weighs a move that could risk eroding his support within the black community. First of all, I'm not thinking anybody is voting for a candidate based on nicotine. All right? I'm just going to go there. However, that the Biden administration thinks that banning menthol is going to make them lose more votes means they're sucking so much wind, they're freaking out. The Food and Drug Administration. Because you know what? The FDA just stands for all that is right and pure in the world. And we should always believe them. The FDA first proposed banning menthols and flavored cigars in April 2022, but has since missed two deadlines for finalizing the rule, the second of which expired at the end of March. Quote, the FDA remains committed to issuing the tobacco product standards for menthol in cigarettes and characterizing flavors in cigars as expeditiously as possible. You know, from where I'm sitting in Realville, we'd just like you to give us the freaking trial data. Because you have it. FDA, why don't you stop foostering with menthol? Don't worry about cigars. I mean, because people are already offing themselves with fentanyl instead, so let's just be real. Beyond that, you knew 1,223 people died during phase one of Pfizer's COVID jab trials. We know how many people in the millions have reported adverse events. And by the way, death. So much death. And now turbo cancers out of control. Children, toddlers having seizures after being vaccinated against a virus that they knew wasn't going to kill kids. And the FDA is talking about menthol. Really? Biden's menthol ban has been praised from public health advocates until they saw, oh crap, did you guys see the 80% of the black vote that we had in 2020 is now only a 9-point lead? Oh my gosh, this isn't good. The issue has divided the black community leaders and has drawn opposition from law enforcement groups. The Reverend Al Sharpton, oh boy, has come out against the ban, saying it will give police more reason to target black people. Do you really think in your city, in my city, where we don't have any police officers from 3 to 7 o'clock, and the city leaders go out on television and they let everybody in the city know, hey, everybody, if you're gonna be at home between 3 and 7, just know that if somebody breaks in, we're not coming to help you out. Criminals, do with that as you will. Do we really think that the police are going to be rolling in hot and heavy in these black neighborhoods, trying to find out who's smoking some cools? Are we crazy? Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that menthol? Is cool menthol? Isn't that menthol?
That Newport, yes.
Newport, okay. There you go.
Coles, too. And even Marlboro, all of them have menthols.
Right. The ones that freak me out are the skinny, dark ones that are really long. Like, oh my gosh. What is that? Anyway, this is where your Biden administration is right now. It's not about getting people the opportunity to pull themselves out of poverty by giving reasonable opportunities for job training, for getting out of the way with bloated government bureaucrats and expenditures and regulations. It's about smokes. That is what the Biden administration thinks of the black community. Oh, crap, we can't take your Newports because you won't vote for us. Hey, Joe, they won't vote for you because you suck. And there's a difference. When we come back, my friends, I know, I'm fussy and we're just getting started. It is the Battle of the Benjamins. Joe Biden's $25 million haul. Aw, wah, wah. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. Well, it's not a secret if you have been a frequent flyer at all of this Wendy Bell Radio program that it obviously was very, I'm trying to find the word. See, I'd like to say disappointing, because it's disappointing to see the President of the United States ignore a fallen police officer. And beyond that, to ignore the officer, his widow, and his young son, and the wounded police family in general. To ignore is one thing. To ignore and to celebrate with a monster fundraiser and to then gloat over a $25 million haul, disappointing, it's just not the right word. I'll have to chew on that. So I've had that in my mind for the better part of 2 weeks now. The dichotomy of Joe Biden with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton yucking it up in New York City and what, Middle Manhattan, Radio City Music Hall, dancing and glad handing and all of that. The optics were so bad and they so don't care. And it's very distasteful. Versus Trump flying in, taxiing on the tarmac, on the runway in Long Island, driving to the funeral home, saying a prayer with the family, being there. It's just a difference. You know the difference. I don't have to describe it to you. You've got it. So when I saw this, New York Post headline, Trump rakes in record-setting $50.5 million at exclusive Florida campaign fundraiser, shattering Biden's New York City Hall. I had to smile. Because Donald Trump can't even give Joe Biden a full week of gloating. He's got a ha-pow right in the gut. See, it took three presidents to gin up what at that point was the greatest fundraising take in political history here. And it took less than 2 weeks, a week, for Donald Trump to shatter it. One man, one mission, one message, and an awakening American population. It was this audio that we found, and it's actually quite stunning. There is a difference in demeanor, I think, among the three presidents who were with Joe Biden, Joe, Barack, and Bill. And then a difference in aura and demeanor around Donald Trump's fundraiser. We're obviously dealing with very wealthy people, and to each their own, and good for them. And they can give and do as they wish. I wish we could get the money out of politics, but we're realists. It is what it is now. There was a demeanor, though. There was a steely resolve in Donald Trump's voice. And I want to paint the scene for you here because he's about to walk into this fundraiser. It's not far from Mar-a-Lago. We would find out that many of the people in attendance have never given the degree of money politically that they did to Donald Trump and to his reelection. But Trump is outside this home. Melania is to his right. She is stoic and statuesque and serious, as is Donald Trump. This is not a yuck it up, glad handing thing. This is a, we have a mission and we need you on board. Let's go. This is what President Trump said to the media outside this private home as he and Melania were to walk in. Listen.
People are just wanting change. The rich people want it. Poor people want it. Everybody wants change. Our country is really doing poorly. We're a laughing stock all over the world. We're going to get that change very quickly. And this has been some incredible evening before it even starts, because people, they wanted to contribute to a cause of making America great again. And that's what's happened. We're going to make America great again. Everyone knows it. The election's going to be in now a little more than 6 months, and it's going to be the most important, I believe, election we've ever had. I think it's going to go down as the most important date in the history of our country. That's November 5th, will be the most important date in the history of our country. And thank you very much. Thank you very much for being here.
It's different, isn't it? Everyone knows what's at stake. Everyone knows what's on the line. It isn't a yuck it up event. It is necessary. There is an organization and a focus that has to come out of being beaten and kicked and accused and abused and arrested and indicted and maligned and all of it. And it turned out in droves. I don't need to go through the list of people who gave what and said what. That's all you needed to hear. We're on board. And that is why the Democrats are freaking. Now, the media had a field day with this, as though this was such an abomination. Donald Trump raising $50.5 million in just a few hours from these billionaire hedge fund managers, these hotel magnates. Ugh. Really? And so Byron Donalds, he put out this beautiful, and I think Simon Ataba is the guy who put it together. I'll have to look. But this is a beautiful then and now of the two presidents' fundraising. The beginning, you're going to hear a menagerie of media voices talking about Joe Biden. $25 million, historic $25 million, amazing $25 million. And then you're going to hear, 1 week later, and then the reality of what Donald Trump was able to do. I want you to hear this because it's called winning. Go.
Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton joining President Biden in a who's who of special guests tonight, reportedly raising $25
million. $25
million. $25
million. $25
million. $25
million. Historic $25 million haul.
The most successful political fundraiser in American history.
1 week later.
The night for the record books for former President Trump. Over $50 million from the event. That's almost double what the Biden campaign raised during its fundraising event held with former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama.
Let me just clarify how big this was. Prior to last night, the largest single event fundraiser in politics ever was the one that Joe Biden had, and he needed three presidents to haul in $26 million. He needed celebrities like Lizzo, Stephen Colbert, Anna Wintour. We needed one man, Donald J. Trump, one president, to double that. It was history made last night. Some of the people who came last night to this event had not contributed at a level like this ever before. People are not sitting on the sidelines anymore. They understand what's at stake. It's a must-win election. And from the election integrity perspective, we're focused on it like a laser at the RNC.
I mean, come on. It's fun. You know what? Allow yourself to have some fun with this because we've got to. That is what I hope to impart upon all of you. Yes, some of the stories we cover are idiotic. And what they have done and lied to us about is treasonous. It is inhumane. However, I like the bread. And I like soaking up the gravy. And I've got a part two for you here. This is so great. Headline USA.com. Melania Trump set to hold fundraiser with gay Republican group. Say what? You guys familiar with the log cabin Republicans? This is an oiled machine of gay conservative men and women who are not down with crazy, who can live their lives irrespective of sexuality and preference, etc., and be phenomenally productive in their jobs. They can be phenomenal parents. They can be local, national, and world leaders. They're not down with the LGBTQIA+ nonsense agenda. And they're partnering with Melania Trump. I freaking love it. After being largely absent from the campaign trail during her husband's presidential run, Melania Trump will return to the campaign trail this month when she will host a glitzy fundraiser for LGBT supporters of Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Melania is set to hold her first major political event of the year, a fundraiser for the Log Cabin Republicans, April 20th at Mar-a-Lago, according to an invitation obtained by Politico. They're probably so upset. You're not allowed to make inroads with gay people. They're in our tent. Well, not so fast there, Sally. Melania has long maintained a close relationship with the Log Cabin Republicans, which describes itself as the nation's largest Republican organization dedicated to representing LGBT conservatives and allies, according to the organization's website. Melania was the special guest at a dinner the organization hosted at Mar-a-Lago in 2021, where she was given an award. Wait a minute. That was 3 years ago. We're supposed to hate LGBT people. Republicans are discriminatory. We're rigid. We only believe in heterosexual relationships. Oh, that's right. That's garbage. Whose tent looks a lot more appetizing now? Whose tent seems more welcoming now? Because Log Cabin Republicans have obviously been affiliated with the Trumps for a long time, not just now. And I'll tell you something. You know what you won't see at this Mar-a-Lago event? You won't have people dressed as rainbows. You won't see all sorts of sexually explicit attire and people mugging to be on camera. You'll see a bunch of people who love America, who are conservative, and, oh, by the way, gay. Deal with it. Quick timeout on the Wendy Bell Radio program. You guys, apparently it's... If you weren't afraid, the bird flu thing, super duper afraid now because the CDC says so. And I know, I've got the news for you. Don't worry about it. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. Well, you know, we do have some medical news for you, ladies and gentlemen, and this goes far beyond your genes causing climate change. Right? How about this headline from the Epic Times? CDC sends new health alert over bird flu in the United States. All right. So there's some data that's come out. And again, if you're not here often, haven't been for a long time, during COVID, I took a lot of interest in the CDC's website. We started monitoring it while all of these pandemic preparedness White House press briefings would gobble an hour out of our afternoon drive radio program. So we started doing some digging on the CDC website, and we started following how they monitored data and presented data. And as we got thicker and thicker into the throes of this demand that you sacrifice your individual freedoms, your decisions to make moves medically for you the way you see fit, without a government or a job or somebody, you know, holding a gun to your head, we started paying attention to this, and they made it harder and harder for us to find the information as time grew on. It became a harder sell to get people, as COVID waned, to get people to feel as though, oh my gosh, I've got to go get me that shot. It's the only thing that's going to save me, right? We had waves of awakening. And we hunted and we pecked. And we particularly honed in on this idea of children and the danger posed by COVID to them. And we questioned it because it just didn't make sense. And we found the fine print. And we went through the hyperlinks that were embedded in stories because they didn't want us to find the facts. And the facts are, they lied to us. The only question remaining is, for how long have these people lied to us? Certainly well before COVID. So I was on their website today, cdc.gov. There is not a single reference whatsoever to COVID-19 on the homepage. Zero. In fact, I had to go up to a drop down menu at the top of the website and scroll down and find the C's to isolate COVID-19. That's how not being talked about it is. By the way, bird flu, it's not being talked about either. This is the Chinese spy balloon entering U.S. airspace over Montana, right? We're going to float this thing out there. We're not going to tell you what it is. And we're going to see how long it takes people to wig out over it. And then we're going to base that, we're going to use that mathematical calculation to see how long we have to incubate an idea, create the ripe environment for it to fester and grow, and then go all out bananas hog wild and steal more of your precious freedom and liberty. All, of course, with the intent to swoop in as the savior with the antidote to save the day. Well, CDC, new health alert. I don't trust you. I don't know why anybody would trust you. And this is what Donald Trump talks about. All of these agencies have to be blown up figuratively. All of the players that went along with the narratives who did not have a conscience in their mind saying, you know what, this is really weird and I'm not going to go along with this. Why is it that so many people weekly, W-E-A-K, weekly went along with the narrative and never questioned anything? I question everything. Every headline, every soundbite, every data set, every graph, every anonymous sources close to the investigation said, comment, all of it. I hope you are too. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention sent an alert April 5th to state health departments and providers after a human bird flu infection in a Texas dairy farm worker was confirmed earlier this month. Remember, this is the same bird flu that they tell us kills 50% of all humans who get it. But at the same time, Dr. Harvey Risch, who is excruciatingly well known in the field of pathology, etc., said, you know what, there's not a risk of animal to human infection here. Stop it. Just stop it. The reason I bring these headlines up is we have a need to be able to believe in something. To be able to believe in someone. To be able to stand up even if you're alone, and to know why you're there. That is what MAGA loosely, broadly means to so many of us. It's an acronym that is important because it acknowledges that we're not who we should be. That we can be great, that we have been extraordinary, but we're off the tracks. And it's going to take a movement, a militia, an army, a sea of us to make it great again. That is what that means. To the CDC, I don't trust you. I don't believe in you. And that's tragic. When you hear what's coming up later in the broadcast, you might feel similarly. Hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio program, well, that time is right now. Because we're going to dig into this kids and COVID next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network.